So, have you ever wondered how I managed to make this podcast? I'll tell you now. My name is Aduke and I'm your host on Life Review with Aduke. I record my podcast with this amazing podcast recording app called Anchor. It makes my podcast available to anyone anywhere around the world. You know what's best? It allows me to record with or without a microphone, so I can possibly record anywhere. Isn't that amazing? The good thing is you can also start your podcast with this Anchor app. All you need to do is go to your App Store, your Play Store, or your Google Store, search for Anchor and download the app, and you are good to go. Hi guys, welcome back to Life Review with Aduke, and it's your host Aduke Ade. So initially I wanted to drop an episode last week Saturday, but my NYSC place of primary assignments didn't make things easy for me last week Saturday. Even this week, I'm still not chance, but I had to find a way through to record this because from onset I had 4 topics for this month, but then I checked January's calendar and I'm seeing 5 Saturdays. I can't kill myself. I have 4 topics and that's what I'm planning on doing. So I think the place of primary assignment just helped me. So I didn't want to let this Saturday go by without me recording this one. I've talked about this topic that I want to talk about today on my blog when I was still writing well. I've talked about it for people that know me. I talked about it, but I talked about it on a personal level. So I want to talk about it on a lengthy level, on everybody's level, for people to understand. So today's topic is insecurities. Normally, the first thing you ask yourself is, what does insecurity mean? Insecurity is lack of confidence in oneself, and it is undeniable that it affects people to the core, even in relationships, friendships, and total life experience. And there are lots of people who deal with their insecurities, and they are so mindful of them. See, it's alright to be mindful of these insecurities, but they don't have to resist you from doing what you're meant to do, from fulfilling your purpose in life. So me, normally I'm personally learning, or would I say I have learned, to be content with my flaws. So there are symptoms that shows that you're insecure. We have feeling of inadequacy. We have unable to cope with stress. This is a very, very major thing. And also being anxious about relationship with others. You understand, like how you're going to relate with people and how you're going to be free with people. You're always anxious of that. So, and there are different types of insecurities too, but I'm going to be talking about 2 today. Number 1 type of insecurity is body image, which is the main one I'm talking about today. We also have relationship type of insecurity. We also have the social insecurity and also the job insecurities. So I'm just going to explain a bit of all these type of insecurities for you people. So relationship insecurity, it is when someone is unwilling to become vulnerable and trust others. Trust me, I understand where people are coming from. I used to be like this. I am still like this. And that does not only influence the individual, but also the people with whom they are attempting to have relationship with. For example, me, like I said before, I find it really hard to trust people. I always don't want to open up a whole lot. So another one I said I was going to talk about, which is the main one for the insecurity topic, is the body image. The body image is normally people, they struggle to accurately perceive their physical appearance. They spend excessive time and energy worrying about how they look. Some people may feel insecure based on feeling judged by others, while some would judge themselves harshly before others would judge them. So I know what that one is. It's like, how will I do it? How will I say it? There's this English they call it, but I can't remember at the moment. So it's like you trying to pull yourself down before anybody else does. so it doesn't hurt as much. So that's what some people do about this body image insecurity. And I know people that have this thing. I think it's called body dysmorphia. They don't always want to look at themselves in the mirror. They feel so insecure about themselves, whether their head, their face, their lips, or something that just makes them feel like that. And you know, there are also causes, there are also reasons why people feel insecure about their body, social relationships, and everything. And number one is the lack of family emotional support, lack of openness, abusive relationships, highly stressful experience, and traumatic events or crises. Excuse me. So the lack of family emotional support, if you don't have a family that understands where you're coming from, that tries to encourage you, it could bring you down, because normally you're not in your right state of mind. You're already anxious about yourself. Then lack of openness, you're not open with people, you always want to be closed up in your space, and you don't want to talk to people. Abusive relationships, yes, that can make you insecure. If I've seen this TikTok on Instagram, it could be that you're in a relationship with somebody. Necessarily doesn't mean a romantic relationship, it could be friendship, but let's just talk about the romantic relationship where your boyfriend is like, look at how you even look, you look so fat, you look so this. Even if you're not somebody that used to feel so insecure about yourself, just saying that brings the whole insecurity into your head. Then you start looking for ways to lose weight, and it affects your health and it affects your whole body. Then highly stressful experience. Yes, when you are stressed, you know, when we're stressed, we are different. When I'm stressed, I tend to have acne. So that one is even, it can make me insecure, because my face would be all messy, all rough. Everything I use doesn't work. So at that point, it could make you so insecure. And when I'm talking about traumatic experience, that's an event or crisis. Some people, it could be divorce. Some people, it could be loss of parents. So it could make them insecure about themselves, because they didn't see anybody that's going to encourage them or make them feel good about themselves. So how do people deal with insecurity? People with it may attempt to overcome them by identifying the causes, which is what I laid down before. That is the lack of family emotional support. Once you identify the main cause of you being insecure, you are fighting that insecurity. Then focus on the positives. This is a daily mantra. If you listen to my New Year affirmations, I said you focus on the positive side. Always neglect the negative. And also take care of your physical health. Your whole body needs taken care of. It needs to be taken care of. It's not just your mental health that needs to be taken care of. Your whole body too needs it. Then also openly communicate the concerns, the things that make you feel like that. Communicate with somebody, even if it's a therapist. Go for professional help. Yes, that is very, very possible. So therapy might also help, because the therapist can help identify your strengths and focus on the good. So that is that. And also accept your limitations and celebrate your differences. You can't always do everything. So accept that you are always limited to something, and celebrate your wins, no matter how small. You understand? So that would reduce your insecurity. So I hope we understand, because like I said, I've talked about this on my blog, and if I don't say this year, it feels like I'm not communicating. With the body image, for me, I used to be so insecure about my full lips, my small breasts, my face, that's my acne, my brown teeth, forehead. Those things made me very insecure, because my full lips, growing up, I was constantly reminded that lips like mine weren't beautiful, But these days, I see people going for lip fillers to make their lips full. So why am I not going to be secure about the fact that I already got the full lips? And small boobs, because it restricts me from wearing clothes that are revealing. Because I felt like wearing clothes that are revealing was, oh, it has to be, you have to have big boobs, you have to, you understand. But then I learned to accept my body the way it was, and also my brown teeth, which was a common factor. It was very, very constant growing up. Secondary school, I was mostly teased about it, but then all of these things are just physical features. They don't make who you are. And I had the help of family support. My family was, my mom especially, she was my main support. So she always told me, if I didn't let these things get through to me, there's no way they would be able to push through with insulting me about these things, because normally I didn't crease myself. So, and the forehead, the big forehead, I always could not do some hairstyles, because you know my forehead was always popping. If I do this hairstyle, my forehead will be so big and it will be shiny. Understand? But later, I got used to the fact that, okay, I can't do some hair, and I still even did them because I wanted to. So you can't let all of these things get through to you. So because me, myself, I've learned to be content with my flaws. Because I read somewhere, and I wrote that on my blog, that God works best when I admit my weakness. I have admitted that I am not perfect. Nobody is perfect. So he said God works best when I admit my weakness by sharing the struggle. We all have issues, so why not share our struggles with each other and understand where we're coming from? So let me just give you a few parting words, because I feel like I just talk, because I just say everything was planned for God's pleasure. We are a bundle of flaws and imperfections, and at this point in my life, which you should also do, I'm like, no one's going to love and appreciate each flaw or feature you possess. So you might as well start loving your damn self. That is always my own ringtone, my mantra. I mean, love every feature of your body. It's the only place you have to live. Be your kind of beautiful. Don't let anybody pull you down. Don't let anybody tell you that you're not beautiful. You are beautiful in your own way. We are all beautiful in our own way. So I hope with these few points of mine, you can understand where you're coming from or where I am coming from, and you turn to let your insecurities not weigh you down. I hope I have connected with you. Thank you so much for listening. Love you guys. Bye.